How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
Pictures of me for something else besides my outfit. motocross racing history.
You ought to get over to the first aid tent and have them check you out.
How is it?
Oh, I'm just missing some skin.
I meant my bike.
Oh. Well, if you're that concerned about it, let's go take a look at it.
Yeah, right now. Still getting taken care of.
Anything serious?
Not if I can get past looking at that needle. Oh, I might pull through. Oh. Tetanus shot. How come I've never seen you at any other motor?
Well, I've been on the European circuit. I just got back.
That was your first time on that course? You were really flying.
Well, thanks. You didn't do too bad yourself. Debbie, if you want, I'll check out your bike for you.
Okay. Hey, Frank. Not many bikers would have messed up their new wheels to do what you did out there. Thanks.
You were supposed to protect the wrestler, not try to kill her.
Take it easy, Mr. Lawfer. I've had enough bouncing around for one afternoon. Your daughter is okay.
You ran your bike right into her.
Why don't you put that on the PA system so everybody can hear it?
Look, Lawfer, Frank kept her from crashing into that pole. He saved her life.
I was on the other side of the track. They said you hit her.
You shouldn't even have been out of your trailer.
I wanted to see my daughter. She's the only thing I've got left in this world.
Listen, I've got six agents positioned around this track and five men on the track. We've been living up to our part of the bargain, so from now on, we expect you to keep your end of it. I want Mr. Lawfer moved into a local motel. Round-the-clock guard. Radio check in every hour.
Remember our whole deal, Hammond. If anything happens to Debbie, I walk. And you've got no case. If they lay one hand on her, I'll never show in that court. Am I getting through to you?
I can't believe these people are so desperate they'll commit murder in front of hundreds of people.
They're desperate because he can prove the corporation is a front for organized crime. Lawfer's been with them for 20 years, went all the way from bookkeeper to senior controller. His testimony can put them out of business permanently. We can hit them with stock manipulation, fraud, and income tax evasion. But the whole indictment depends on getting him on the stand.
It'll be a lot easier to get her out of here, put her under wraps somewhere.
I've talked to her about that already. She's a very independent young lady. She just won't listen.
What about her father? Wouldn't she listen to him?
Well, they haven't been on speaking terms in years. There's over 5 miles of motocross track out there, but just too many places for things to happen. So, Frank, I want you to keep your eye on her. Don't let her out of your sight.
I just keep eating dirt until the trial. Aren't you in the wrong pit, Forbes?
Just take a look at your clutch here. Fancy German import's nothing more than a mod version of the old suicide clutch.
You wouldn't be playing around with it to prove the point, would you?
I said I was just looking at it.
Were you looking when that telephone pole fell? This time perfectly. You were well clear of it.
What are you getting at?
Dunhurst's a pretty driver. I want him to look nice when he comes to my party.
All right, Hotshot. I'll get you on the track if you got the guts to make the starting line.
I'll be there.
I meant it. About the party. You can consider it your official welcome to the motocross circuit.
I'd love to,
Suzanne Clifford. Suzanne, never Susie, okay?
Okay, Suzanne. But I'm afraid I'm going to have to take a rain check on the party.
It never rains around here.
Yeah, I know. I've got to go over my bike, make sure there's no serious damage.
After that?
After that, sleep.
Don't you really mean you'll be seeing Debbie Laufer?
No, what I really mean is what I really said. I've got to get some rest. I'm in the first heat tomorrow morning.
I think you should know I have a very bad habit. I don't take no for an answer.
I didn't give a no answer. I said later. Okay?
To tell you the truth, I don't care much about your rights as a reporter. I won't have you stirring up trouble around here. Now, the police report said it was just an accident. Plain and simple. Just an accident. Now, I'd leave it at that if I was you.
Well, that isn't what it was to me. To me, it's a story.
Well, now, you listen to me. Every dime I have in the world is tied up in this track. And I won't have you spreading any rumors about planned accidents. Or I'll revoke that press pass with a club.
Well, then I'll just have to spring for the 450 myself and get myself a ticket.
Well, you try it. And I'll have you booted right out the front gate.
You know, I don't know what you're trying to hide, Mr. Osborne. Whatever it is, you're not doing a very good job of it.
Well, why don't you just get out of here?
I'll see you around.
Yeah.
I told you. I don't take no for an answer.
I don't believe it.
I hope you don't mind domestic caviar.
I don't drink champagne. I don't even take baths.
I'm quite aware of your problems. They are of no concern to me. What you attempted to do was foolish. It is extremely important for everyone to understand that alive, that girl is an asset. Dead, she is a serious liability. To stay in business, one must acquire assets. We must acquire that girl. Do I make myself clear?
Thank you.
close, wasn't it?
Would one of you please tell me who those men were? And who you are?
Is she always this grateful?
She's kind of a sentimentalist.
Knock it off! Every time something happens to me, you two guys are right there to pick up the pieces. Why? Something real fishy about both of you.
Oh, you're right. We're not who we say we are. But we're not who you think we are.
My real name is Frank Hardy, not Carson. This is my brother Joe.
The Justice Department assigned us to protect you.
And this obviously has nothing to do with my father.
Someone's trying to get at him through you.
I don't want to hear it. He's not a part of my life, and I'm not a part of his.
Well, you seem to have the situation well in hand. I'll see you later.
Debbie, please, listen.
I changed my name to get away from my father and his whole way of life.
Do you really hate him that much?
Yes, that much. He lied to me and to my mother about what he did, who he was, everything. My mother and I were locked up in a big house with guards all around it. We never had anyone over. We didn't have one friend. I think it was the loneliness that finally killed my mother. That and all the lies and the shame. My father is no better than the gangsters he worked for.
He wants to make it up to you, Debbie, if you give him a chance.
A lifetime too late. I want to live my own life and do what I want to do for a change.
I think Debbie's going to pull out.
Oh, no. We can't afford to go chasing her all over the country.
Mm. You pick up anything from R&I?
Yeah, by the way, it seems that one of our candidates has a police record. Our promoter friend, Will Osborne.
Aggravated assault and battery? He's only been out of jail for 6 months?
Yeah, now all of a sudden he's promoting motocross races. I think that deserves a good, hard, long look at Mr. Osborne.
There is a certain color and animal excitement about your little show. But I didn't come all the way out here to watch some vulgar little machines go around in circles. My plans are made. Chess pieces are all in place.
You will find a way to get the girl back out on the track, or you won't have a race today, or any day. Shall I turn the air conditioning up?
No, Mr. Walden. I'm fine. Just fine.
Excellent. I want you to stay that way. Now, exactly how do you plan to get the girl back out on the track again?
I'm thinking, Mr. Walter. I'm thinking.
That's a beginning. Every venture starts with a concept. Osborne, you have exactly 5 minutes to present yours.
No champagne, but I still come bearing gifts. I heard about Debbie's accident, so I have a lovely surprise for her. I've decided to lend her my bike for the race today.
Well, that should make her happy.
I don't care whether she's happy or not.
Then why'd you do it?
To impress you.
I'm impressed.
I told you. I always win, on or off the track. You don't have a chance.
You're beginning to make a believer out of me. I don't have any champagne, but can I get you a soft drink?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you want to be the one to tell Debbie about my bike.
She doesn't know yet?
Not yet. I'm having it tuned. Especially for her. Why don't you go over and tell her?
It's your gift. You tell her.
You know, I like morning parties, too.
They're on 100 miles in this bike.
Oh, I don't care what you say about Carl. He can really make a 350cc sing.
Forbes tuned it?
Yeah, he's got his own shop in Lancaster.
How about letting me take a couple of laps in this monster?
Why?
Well, just to see how it handles.
You're a lousy liar. You just want to check it out, don't you?
Anything wrong with that?
Well, what do you think you're going to find?
I won't know until I see it. I think I just did. This lock nut had been loosened. You wouldn't have made one lap on this bike without losing the front wheel.
You think Carl?
It kind of figures, doesn't it?
Do you think there's something else?
Well, I wouldn't bet on it. In any case, you can't race today, at least not on this bike.
But you know how much this means to me. Oh, Frank.
The answer is no, you can't use my bike.
Frank, please, I can win that heat. It's your first time on this track in a race. You don't have a chance.
That's the second time today someone's told me that.
Oh, please, Frank. Please.
I'm a sucker for a hard sell.
Thank you. Thank you.
Point of the 250cc junior heat, number 22, Billy Kaufman has a slight lead, but now he's being challenged by Freddie Chang and the Green Dragon.
What do you think you're doing with my bike? Do you have any idea how much it costs?
Yeah, almost a life, Debbie's.
I didn't know there was anything wrong with my bike. When Mr. Osborne suggested I lend it to Debbie...
Osborne?
He said it would be good publicity for me to have my bike in the Grand Prix, even though the girl riding it happens to be Debbie.
Lost. Real lost. I haven't heard a bad report about you all day.
Well, your people must be getting sloppy.
Looking for trouble?
I've already found it. According to this readout of your record, your last prison term was 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. I served every day of it. It's over and done. Past history.
Well, I'm sure the state license board is very interested in that kind of history.
What do you want?
Names, Willie. You had Carl Forbes sabotage that bike, and I want to know who paid you to set it up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Suzanne's bike. Is it the same people who got you to set up that little sporting contest between a dune buggy and a girl on a motorcycle?
I don't promote anything except motocross.
All right, well, you had your chance. See what the state board says about this.
Yeah, you go on. Talk to them. They know all about my record. I told them, because I'm straight now. I paid my dues. And I don't have to put up with reporters like you hounding me.
Let me tell you something, Willie. Anything happens to Debbie on your course... anything, a blowout, loose stone in the middle of the road, bolt of lightning from the sky. You're going to have to put up with more than just hounding. You're going to be back in the old Stone Hotel, that I can promise you.
How many times do I have to tell you I'm clean? I work very hard promoting races. It's all I have in my life. Now, why would I risk it all on some hard time?
No. You just keep in mind, I'm going to be right there with my camera.
I'll keep it in mind.
Very convincing, Osborne.
Maybe because I meant it to be.
Before you tell me anything like that, remember, I don't deal in hollow threats. You killed a man 6 years ago.
He was drunk and he pulled a gun.
That's true. But you left the state so hurriedly, you never found out who that man was, Osborne.
What do you mean?
He was an off-duty policeman. You see why I am confident you will cooperate fully?
I didn't hear your reply, Osborne.
Yes, Mr. Valter. What do we do with the reporter?
Nothing. You see, the young man is not with the press. He's with the Justice Department. It isn't true that the victim was an off-duty policeman. But one is expected to color the facts a little in a sales presentation.
You got your tinker toy put back together, huh? Heard there was a little problem with it.
Yeah, the front suspension. At this time, I won't have the benefits of your special talents.
You know, I hope that thing can keep up with me for just one lap. That's all, just one lap.
I'll do my best to accommodate you. The Forbes. If you even get close to Debbie out there, I'll run right up your tailpipe.
Understand you want to see me.
I want you to call this thing off. Anything could happen out there.
I've got 8 extra agents around this track. We've got every base covered.
You want them to make a try, don't you? You're using Debbie as bait.
No. Just trying to flush the gunman into the open.
But you're going to have to find another way, because I'm going to grab her off that bike and sit on her if I have to.
Joe, listen, it's 3 months until that trial. I can't keep 30 agents tied up that long. You want these killers to wait it out, to choose the perfect time?
No, but there has to be some other way.
There is no other way. I want them to make their move now, while we still have a fighting chance.
He could have told us.
Would you have gone along with it? With Frank?
No.
Well, that's what I get paid for, Joe. Any more questions?
Most men don't.
What are you doing up here? Come on, down. Now, what are you doing here?
This time I want you to do something to impress me. I want you to forget about the race. Stay here with me.
You know I can't do that, and you can't stay here. Come on, out.
Just like that. I thought you liked me. That's what I really thought.
I do like you. I like you very much.
Then prove it. For once. Do something just for me.
I can't. Not this time, Suzanne.
It's Debbie, isn't it? You have to impress her.
one of you, will I? I bought the bike and everything just so you'd know I wasn't a groupie. I'm nothing to you. She always gets what she wants, but I never do. Well, you're going to be sorry, Frank. Very sorry.
To Mr. Loffer. This is Richardson. Richardson in Hammond's office. Hello, Al. I'm calling as a friend. If you should decide to testify, you will never see your daughter again.
Why'd you do that?
loosen the front suspension. To teach her a lesson. She always pretended to be my friend in school. But she never really was. She took everything away from me. Just like my sister took everything away from me. All I ever wanted was something for me.
Thanks for tipping us. It'll look good on your record.
Strange having something nice on it for change. Thanks.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
We have all your people in custody.
Looks like you struck out all around.
Well, it proves that the one great weakness is incompetent personnel.
Hmm. Yeah, that's strange. We haven't had that problem. Stand up, Mr. Bolter. Assume the position. Up. You know, we have an executive training program. Should be just right for you. Shall we?
Doing
better. It'll take time. The doctors are optimistic.
I bring you movable feast.
No thanks. I'm not hungry.
You're always hungry.
are you and your father getting along?
I guess nobody ever really changes, but he's trying.
How about you?
Me too. I'm trying hard. I thought you liked me. That's what I really thought.
I do like you. I like you very much.
Then prove it, for once. Do something just for me.
I can't. Not this time, Suzanne.
Ginger Rogers, Douglas Fairbanks Jr., Red Skelton, and...